Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Today, we move beyond the office environment and into the real world, where billions in infrastructure, energy, and construction assets are managed. These foundational sectors face a relentless convergence of pressure, aging infrastructure, severe safety mandates, and non-negotiable ESG compliance. Reactive maintenance is no longer a viable strategy, it is a liability. This special episode is dedicated to the new standard, intelligent automation. We are examining the fusion of autonomous data capture via advanced drones with the cognitive power of AI to create a new data-driven rigor for heavy industry. We're reviewing the article, Intelligent Automation, AI and Drones in Heavy Industry, breaking down how companies are using this combination to move from risky manual inspections to predictive maintenance that detects cracks and corrosion days, even weeks before catastrophic failure. This isn't just efficiency, it's about zero-trust infrastructure monitoring at scale. But first, a crucial message for the enterprise builders. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech: getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. You need to reach the right 1%, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who need production-ready solutions like yours. We have reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes governed AI infrastructure. This is not spray-and-pray advertising. It is a direct line to your most valuable buyers. Secure your mid-roll spot here. Link in show notes. Please take a moment now to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. Now let's unravel how AI is securing the next $1 trillion in industrial assets.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into some really critical sectors. You know, the ones that power our world, but maybe don't always get the spotlight. Energy, construction, utilities.
Foundational industries, absolutely.
And they're facing, well, a perfect storm right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. You've got aging infrastructure.
Yeah.
Sprawling networks prone to issues.
Then there's the market volatility. Intense price swings.
Plus ever stricter ESG mandates, environmental regulations piling up.
And through all that, the absolute number one priority is worker safety. Always.
Non-negotiable. And then there's the constant pressure to be more efficient, do more with less.
Right. So the old way, you know, reactive maintenance, fixing things after they break, that model just doesn't cut it anymore. It's becoming a real liability.
It really is. Too risky, too costly.
So our mission today is to explore this transformative force that's really re-engineering how these sectors operate. We're talking about intelligent automation, or IA. Mm-hmm. This is the big shift, moving away from just hoping things hold up to actually knowing predictively when they might fail.
And the real power here, I think, is in the synergy. IA isn't just one thing. It's this fusion.
Fusion of what exactly?
It's combining autonomous data capture, advanced drones, sophisticated sensors out in the field with the cognitive power of artificial intelligence.
Okay, AI as the brain.
Exactly. And crucially, that AI brain, it's not some far-off future tech anymore. It's been supercharged by these very accessible generative AI platforms. We're talking Google Gemini, OpenAI's tools like ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot.
Like the tools everyone's hearing about.
Yeah. And they take these huge volumes of, frankly, passive sensor data and actively turn it into something predictive, something prescriptive. It gives you actionable foresight that honestly felt like science fiction not long ago.
Okay, actionable foresight. I like that. But let's unpack intelligent automation. It sounds maybe a bit like a buzzword, like something companies have been doing for years.
That's a fair question.
How is IA really different from the automation we already know, like robotic process automation, RPA?
Right. That's the absolutely critical distinction to make right at the start.
Yeah.
RPA is, well, you can think of it as the digital workforce.
The hands.
Exactly, the hands. It's great for automating predictable, routine, high-volume tasks. Stuff like processing thousands of invoices the same way every time, or moving data between System A and System B. It follows a strict set of rules.
So RPA is like following a recipe perfectly every single time.
Precisely. IA, on the other hand, is more like the chef. It's designed to automate complex, non-routine processes, things that need cognitive abilities.
Like judgment, reasoning.
Yes. Judgment, reasoning, pattern recognition, even learning over time. IA uses its AI brain to dynamically adapt the workflow based on the data, not just execute fixed steps. It's about systemic intelligence gain, not just speed.
Okay, so IA is the adaptive system. What makes it tick? What's in the IA tech stack that gives it this, you know, cognitive ability?
You can generally break it down into three essential layers. First, you absolutely need that cognitive core, the brain.
The AI and machine learning bit.
That's it. AI and ML. This is crucial because it's what analyzes these vast, often messy, unstructured data streams, video, sensor readings, text, to find complex patterns and make decisions based on that data.
But a decision needs action, so you still need the hands, right?
You do. That's the second layer. The RPA component often comes back into play here. It takes the insight from the AI brain and executes the, let's say, mechanical tasks.
Give me an example.
Okay, say the AI analyzes pump sensor data and predicts a failure is likely within, I don't know, 72 hours.
Right.
The RPA bot can then automatically generate the work order, ping the maintenance team's schedule, maybe even order the necessary spare parts from the inventory system, all triggered by the AI's prediction, without a human needing to manually connect those dots.
Okay, brain and hands. But how does the system perceive the world? How does it understand, say, drone footage or inspection reports?
That brings us to the third layer, cognitive technologies. These enable that sort of human-like interaction and interpretation.
Like computer vision.
Exactly. Computer vision lets the IA system see and analyze drone video or images, identifying corrosion, cracks, whatever. And natural language processing, NLP, lets it understand text, read, and interpret regulations, site reports, maintenance logs.
Okay. Integrating all that sounds complex, especially in these big established industries. You mentioned data earlier. You can have the smartest AI, but without data.
It's useless. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you've hit on probably the single biggest hurdle to widespread IA adoption today. Data silos.
Silos, meaning data stuck in different places, not talking to each other.
Precisely. And it's not just a technical problem. It's often organizational and cultural. For decades, the energy sector especially operated in these vertical functions. Drilling had its software, production had theirs, maintenance had theirs, often totally incompatible data sets.
But hang on, aren't these companies pouring millions into big ERP systems, enterprise resource planning? Shouldn't that fix the silo problem?
You'd think so, right. But it's complicated. ERPs are often good at managing, say, financial and HR data, logistical data maybe, but they frequently struggle to integrate the specialized, high-volume operational data coming from the field. Sensor data, geospatial data from drones, the very stuff IA thrives on.
So it's partly tech limitations, partly organizational resistance, departments protecting their data.
It's a mix, definitely. Integrating requires standardizing data formats across departments that might have different priorities. It needs real top-down governance, a strategic decision to make data flow freely. It's a huge organizational lift.
That's why you're seeing these industry groups pop up, right? Like the OpenAI Energy Initiative, OAI.
Exactly. You've got major players collaborating specifically to create common data models for the whole energy value chain. They recognize that IA's real power only gets unlocked when you can integrate all these different data streams for a truly holistic view.
So the key takeaway for you listening, the biggest barrier often isn't the AI tech itself. It's getting the data organized and accessible. It's governance.
Fundamentally, yes.
Okay, let's shift gears. How does this IA power actually show up in the physical world? This is where you mentioned that synergy, the drones and AI working together.
Yes, this is where it gets really tangible. The drone is like the advanced scout, the eyes in the sky, or sometimes, you know, crawling through pipes, monitoring vast areas, remote locations, or places too hazardous for people.
And these aren't just standard camera drones, right?
Not at all. They're autonomous sentinels carrying specialized sensor payloads, really tailored to the job.
Like what?
Well, take thermal imaging, infrared cameras. They see heat signatures, so they can spot an overheating connection in a substation long before it fails, or pinpoint exactly where insulation is failing on a pipeline, even if it looks fine visually. Issues completely invisible to the naked eye.
Okay, heat detection. Then you mentioned LiDAR. That sounds high-tech. What's the practical use, say, in construction?
LiDAR light detection and range gets incredibly precise. It uses laser pulses to create these dense 3D maps called point clouds. We're talking centimeter level accuracy.
Centimeters?
Yeah. So on a construction site, you use it for super accurate topographic surveys before you even break ground. Or more practically day-to-day, you scan stockpiles of materials, sand, gravel, whatever. The LiDAR data lets you calculate the exact volume instantly. No more guessing, better logistics, less waste.
That's clever. What about finding leaks, especially tricky ones like underground gas pipelines? How does a drone spot that from the air?
For that, you need different sensors, multispectral cameras, and sometimes specific gas detection sensors.
Multispectral, seeing different kinds of light.
Exactly, including light bands we can't see, like near infrared. Now, if methane or other hydrocarbons are leaking from a buried pipe, even tiny amounts, it stresses the vegetation right above it. The plants get sick, basically.
Okay.
The multispectral camera picks up that specific change in the vegetation's health signature, that abnormal color in the non-visible spectrum. It's a clear indicator of a potential leak that someone just walking the line might completely miss.
Okay, now here's where the intelligent part really has to earn its keep. A single drone flight can generate terabytes of this complex data thermal, LiDAR, multispectral. How on earth does the AI handle that flood?
Yeah, the data volume is immense. The AI acts as that cognitive interpreter. It sifts through it all at speeds no human team could ever match, performing automated analysis.
Like what kind of analysis?
Two key functions come to mind immediately. First, automated defect detection. The AI is trained to identify, classify, and even measure things like corrosion patches on a tank, cracks in concrete, or coding failures on a pipeline. It doesn't just spot it. It often gives a quantitative severity score right away.
So it finds the problems automatically. What else?
Second, and this is huge for construction, is change detection. The AI algorithmically compares the scan from today, the high-res LiDAR data or images, against the scan from last week, or against the original design plan, the BIM model.
BIM, building information modeling, the digital blueprint.
Right. So the AI tracks the as-built reality versus the as-planned design. It instantly flags any deviations. Maybe a wall is slightly out of place or a foundation isn't quite level. Catching those discrepancies early prevents tiny errors from snowballing into major delays and costly rework later.
And all this data constantly updated, feeding into this concept of the digital twin.
Precisely. That's the ultimate output. A high-fidelity, living, digital replica of a physical asset, be it a pipeline, a power plant, or a building under construction.
Living meaning it's constantly updated with real-world data.
Exactly. And this is where the economics fundamentally shift. Because drones and AI dramatically cut the cost and time needed for data collection and analysis, high-frequency monitoring suddenly becomes affordable.
So instead of inspecting that remote pipeline, say, once every 6 months?
You can maybe do it weekly. Or even daily for critical sections.
Yeah.
You're catching tiny problems when they're just starting before they escalate into major failures, outages, or safety hazards. It's a complete change in maintenance philosophy.
That proactive approach must deliver huge efficiency gains. But let's talk about the analysis side. You mentioned generative AI earlier. The LLMs like ChatGPT, Gemini, how are they fitting in? You called them co-pilots.
Yes, this is the really exciting recent evolution. Gen AI is acting as this powerful co-pilot, and it's essentially democratizing data science.
Yeah.
It allows the domain experts, the field engineers, the site managers, people who aren't necessarily data scientists, to perform really sophisticated analysis using just plain natural language.
So you don't need to be a Python coder anymore to query the data.
Not for many tasks. This is the critical last mile for adoption. Putting that analytical power directly into the hands of the frontline workforce who understand the context best. And different platforms have slightly different strengths.
Okay, tell me about those. You mentioned Google Gemini.
Gemini's real strength seems to be its native multimodality. It's really good at interpreting complex layered data types together. So imagine an environmental engineer uploads one of those complex drone images, maybe a false color composite where infrared data is mapped onto visual channels.
Okay.
They can just ask Gemini in plain English. Show me areas in this sector with significant vegetation stress that might point to a subsurface gas leak. Gemini understands the visual data in the context of that natural language request.
So Gemini is the advanced visual and sensory data interpreter. What about OpenAI's ChatGPT?
ChatGPT, especially GPT-4, excels as an exploratory data assistant, particularly with structured data like spreadsheets, CSV files.
How would that work?
A construction manager could upload a CSV file listing all the material stockpiles on site, sand, gravel, rebar, volumes, costs. They could just type.
Yeah.
Calculate the total volume for each material type and generate a bar chart summarizing the costs.
And ChatGPT does it.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, it actually writes and executes the necessary Python code to do the calculations and create the chart. It delivers the answer, the report, in minutes. who essentially turns that manager into an instant data analyst for that specific task.
Okay, very cool. And the third one you mentioned, Microsoft Copilot.
Copilot's big advantage is its deep integration within the whole Microsoft 365 ecosystem, Word, Excel, Teams, Outlook. It's designed for workflow automation within those tools.
So more about connecting tasks.
Exactly. Think about a safety inspector. They could use Copilot, maybe within Teams or Outlook. They could say, summarize the key changes in the latest OSHA regulations doc. Then update our standard site safety checklist based on those changes. Then draft a violation report using these attached drone photos as evidence of noncompliance. And finally, compose an urgent email to the site supervisor attaching the report and checklist, all strung together through natural language commands within their usual work tools.
Streamlining the whole process. Okay, we've covered the tech stack, the drones, the AI, the Gen AI copilots. Let's talk results. What does this actually look like on the ground? Measurable impacts, costs, safety, precision?
Yeah, the results are starting to become really compelling. We have solid case studies now. Take the midstream sector pipelines. A major global operator integrated high-frequency sensor data with regular drone inspections across their network. The AI system they implemented reduced the time it took to detect a critical anomaly, like a potential leak signature or ground subsidence near the pipe, from potentially taking several days of manual review down to under 5 minutes.
Days to minutes. That's incredible. What did that mean financially?
It allowed them to shift fully to condition-based maintenance, fixing things based on their actual condition, not just a rigid schedule. That resulted in a reported 22% decrease in annual operational costs. And importantly, an 18% improvement in the overall asset lifecycle performance, meaning that the pipelines lasted longer and performed better. Real dollars. Real risk reduction.
Wow. Okay, what about upstream? Oil and gas production. You mentioned Imperial Oil's Kearl Oil Sands.
Right. Historically, they relied on geologists manually interpreting aerial photos to map the ore body. But that method had significant positional errors, sometimes up to 100 meters.
Which means you might miss valuable resources or dig in the wrong place.
Exactly. The new IA system, using drones and sophisticated photogrammetry software, creates these hyper-accurate 3D digital twins of the mine face. We're talking centimeter-level accuracy now.
So they know exactly where to dig.
Precisely. It maximizes resource recovery, eliminates those costly errors, and critically, it gets personnel out of the active mining area, which is inherently dangerous. Safety and efficiency gain.
And the safety gains seem to be a recurring theme. Tell us about that heat and power facility example. That sounded remarkable.
It really was. They didn't even need new cameras. They used their existing CCTV network, but added an AI computer vision system on top.
What did the AI look for?
It continuously monitored the site 24/7, specifically for safety violations. Things like workers not wearing the correct personal protective equipment, hard hat, safety glasses, or people entering restricted zones without authorization.
So proactive monitoring.
Continuous, objective, proactive monitoring. The result, they reported a staggering 89% reduction in overall safety alerts and incidents and achieved something like 95% compliance with PPE rules just by having that constant AI-driven oversight.
89% reduction, that's huge. And finally, construction precision, keeping projects on track.
Absolutely critical. Companies like Scanscare are using drones extensively. They continuously capture the as-built reality using LiDAR and photos.
The digital twin again.
Right. And the AI constantly compares that as-built model against the original as-designed BIM plans. If a foundation footing is poured even a few centimeters off spec, the AI flags it immediately.
Before it becomes a bigger problem?
Exactly. It prevents those small errors from cascading into weeks of delays and expensive rework later on. It provides that objective, single source of truth for the project status.
Okay, so IA is clearly automating a lot of tasks, especially the dangerous, dirty, dull ones. What does this mean for the people working in these industries? Are jobs disappearing or just changing?
I think the dominant trend we're seeing is human augmentation, not wholesale replacement.
Augmentation, meaning AI helps people do their jobs better.
Precisely. Think about those experienced field technicians. They're being freed up from the risky, often tedious, low-value task of just collecting the data, climbing towers, walking miles of pipeline.
So what do they do instead?
They shift to higher-value roles, analyzing the rich, pre-processed data that the AI serves up, diagnosing the complex anomalies the AI flags but maybe can't fully interpret, making the strategic maintenance decisions based on much better, more timely information. Their experience becomes even more valuable when combined with AI insights.
But that sounds like it requires a different skill set, right? More data analysis, less hands-on, maybe.
Absolutely. And that's the key workforce challenge. Companies must invest seriously in upskilling and reskilling programs. The existing workforce needs to develop data literacy, comfort with these new digital tools. It's a cultural shift, too, moving from relying purely on decades of intuition to embracing data-driven validation alongside that experience.
Okay, workforce transformation. What about the end customer? How does IA change the experience for, say, utility customers?
It enables a really powerful shift for utilities, moving from being purely reactive to being proactive.
How so?
Well, the AI can analyze grid data, weather patterns, equipment sensor readings, to predict potential failures before they cause an outage.
So the lights stay on more often.
That's the goal. And even if an outage is unavoidable, say, due to a major storm, the utility can use the AI models to predict restoration times much more accurately and proactively notify the affected customers. No more vague estimates. Plus, it opens the door for truly personalized engagement.
What?
Instead of just sending a bill, the utility's AI can analyze a customer's usage patterns. It could generate insights like, hey, your HVAC system used 50% of your energy last month during the heat wave. Here are three specific tips tailored to your home that could help you reduce that cost next month. It changes the relationship. The utility becomes more like a helpful energy advisor.
That proactive, personalized approach sounds much better. Okay, looking even further ahead, the trend seems to be towards more and more autonomy. What's on the horizon? What's the next frontier for IA in these fields?
We're seeing rapid progress in a few key areas. First, drone-in-a-box systems, or DIB.
Drone-in-a-box.
Yeah, basically robotic docking stations. You install them at remote sites, substations, pipeline valve stations, construction sites. The drone lives in the box, charges there, and then automatically launches itself on pre-programmed schedules or if an alarm condition is detected. It flies in the mission, collects data, lands, uploads the data, and recharges, all autonomously, 24/7.
Wow. True continuous monitoring without human intervention on site.
Exactly. Second, we're seeing the rise of agentic AI. These are more advanced AI systems designed to be goal-oriented. You give them a high-level objective, and they can independently plan and execute a complex sequence of tasks to achieve it.
Like optimizing a whole refinery?
Potentially, yes. Optimizing a production schedule in real time, based on fluctuating market prices, feedstock availability, and equipment health. The human role shifts more towards supervision and setting strategic goals for the AI agent.
Okay, and you mentioned one more. The industrial metaverse.
Right. This builds directly on the digital twin concept. Imagine a persistent, shared virtual environment that's a perfect replica of the physical operation, constantly updated by real-time data.
So engineers could walk through the plant virtually.
Exactly. They could use VR or AR headsets to remotely monitor asset health in intricate detail from anywhere in the world. They could collaborate in that virtual space, simulate repairs, or even remotely guide autonomous robots or drones doing work in the actual physical facility.
Mind-blowing stuff. Okay, that really brings us full circle then. It feels like the core message here is that intelligent automation, this blend of drones, AI, sensors, and now Gen AI, it's not just a nice-to-have or a competitive edge anymore.
No, I'd argue it's rapidly becoming the essential baseline for operational excellence, for safety, for efficiency in these foundational industries.
The new table stakes.
Pretty much. And here's maybe a final thought for you, something to mull over that connects this to an even bigger picture.
Okay.
The exact same technologies, the same data integration principles, the same data-driven culture that's being forged right now to optimize oil and gas operations or build infrastructure more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the very same foundational capabilities we absolutely need for the global energy transition.
How do you mean?
Think about the scale of renewable infrastructure we need to build and manage. Massive solar farms stretching for miles, huge offshore wind turbines with blades the length of football fields, complex smart grids balancing intermittent wind and solar power with demand.
Right, the scale is enormous.
Inspecting all those solar panels for defects. Checking those massive turbine blades for stress fractures miles offshore, optimizing grid stability with fluctuating power sources. These are tasks that are practically impossible to manage efficiently and safely at scale without the kind of intelligent automation we've been discussing. The systems being perfected for traditional energy are essential tools for building and running sustainable energy infrastructure.
So the skills and systems developed here are directly transferable, even essential for the green transition.
Absolutely. It underlines the mandate, really. The era of just doing small pilot projects with this tech, that's over. The future, whether it's traditional energy, construction, or renewables, is going to be built, powered, and maintained by the organizations that commit to deploying intelligent automation at enterprise scale, starting now.
A clear call to action. The future is automated, intelligent, and data-driven. Thanks for that deep dive.
My pleasure. Fascinating topic.
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders, tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package, info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.